Ledger patches a signing flow bug in its Ethereum app. Ledger has fixed a vulnerability affecting certain signing flows in its Ethereum app. The company's chief technology officer, Charles Guillemette, said in a post relayed by crypto reporting account Woo Blockchain on August 24, 2026. The disclosure came after the fix shipped, the standard order for hardware wallet vendors that want a patch in users' hands before attackers learn the details. The signing flow is the exact moment a hardware wallet earns its keep. A self-custody device keeps private keys offline and asks the user to physically confirm each transaction on the device screen. Any weakness in how that confirmation is generated or displayed touches the one guarantee the product exists to provide, that what you approve on the little screen is what actually gets broadcast to the chain. Scope of the fix. Guillemette framed the issue as limited to certain signing flows in the Ethereum app rather than a wallet-wide break. That wording matters. It points to a specific code path, not a compromise of the device's secure element or the seed phrase that backs every account. Ledger did not report user losses connected to the bug, and there is no indication it was exploited in the wild before the patch. Details beyond the CTO's statement were thin at the time of writing. Ledger has historically published a fuller technical write-up through its Donjon security team once a fix has propagated. So the mechanics of the flaw, which transaction types triggered it, and whether it required a malicious dApp or a compromised host machine may become clearer in the days after disclosure. Until then, the responsible read is narrow. A signing path defect existed, it has been corrected, and the update carries the fix. Update before your next signature. The practical step is straightforward. Open Ledger Live, check for an Ethereum app update, and install the current firmware if the app prompts for it. Signing flow patches land inside the app and device firmware, not in a browser extension. So, refreshing a web wallet does nothing on its own. Users who sign ETH or ERC20 transactions, interact with DeFi, or approve token allowances through a ledger should treat this as a do-it-now update rather than a routine one. Two habits reduce exposure regardless of any single patch. Read the full transaction on the device screen, including the destination address and the contract call, instead of trusting the summary shown by the connected app. And keep clear signing enabled where the app supports it, so the device renders human-readable transaction details rather than an opaque blob you cannot verify. Ledger has leaned into this direction recently, adding real-time threat detection to flag risky Ethereum transactions at the point of signing. Offline keys still run software, and software has bugs a hardware wallet reduces risk. It does not eliminate it. The device holds keys offline, but it still runs software that parses transactions, and software has bugs. The 2026 stretch has been busy for wallet security. Ledger has shipped multiple Ethereum app changes this year, and the broader sector has seen supply chain scares and address poisoning campaigns that trick users into approving payments to lookalike addresses. A prompt patch cadence, disclosed after the fix rather than before, is the system working as intended. The counterparty math also stays in the user's favor here. A signing flow bug in a self-custody device is a code problem to be patched, not a solvency problem to be survived. Custodial failures like FTX or Wirecard froze or erased balances that users could not touch. A ledger holder keeps control of the keys throughout, and the remedy is an update rather than a bankruptcy claim. That distinction is the core reason many crypto spenders route balances through wallets they control before topping up a card. Guillemette's note did not attach a CVE identifier or a severity score, both of which would sharpen the picture. For now, the actionable facts are the ones Ledger has stated. The flaw was in specific Ethereum signing flows. It is fixed, and the update is available.